a discovery. Apostle is always telling us that. It's a discovery. You have to discover it. Unfortunately, Mr. Henderson says that there are some of us who will live and die and never discover our purpose. You have to do it. It's like he said, the book is sealed, and you have to unseal it. Amen? With the help of the Holy Ghost. You know, you can't do it all by yourself. Holy Ghost is going to help you to unfold it. And then he's going to begin to reveal to you and show you your purpose. And it's something about it. I believe that when we begin to walk in our, when we understand our purpose and begin to walk in our purpose, I mean, we're just going to be free to do what it is that God has assigned us to do. Amen? Amen. So, you know, one of the things that we believe in, when you pray about something, find a place where it's written. And one of the scriptures, you may find some others, that I want y'all begin to pray about, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen? Amen. God ordained purpose. Amen? Amen. So we're going to, you know, what I'm asking, it's an assignment, but it's not an assignment. It's just a life assignment. You know, this is what I want for you. I want for you to begin to talk to God and begin to discover your purpose. Amen? Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Online students on yet? All right. Oh, you're going in and out? Okay, we apologize to all of our online students. Okay, all right. We had some technical difficulties and we had to go ahead and we had to get started. I was sharing, and I want to share with you that I want you to begin to pray about discovering your purpose. And I want you to pray in line with Romans 8:28. God may give you some other scriptures, but at least that purpose, amen, amen, is in there. What is my purpose? And I also shared with them that until we begin to understand our purpose, then we won't be able to fully walk in our destiny. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Purpose and destiny. We will continue with chapter 5. We were talking about the energy of prayer. And you will remember I gave you that definition. And I guess the main word in that definition was power. And it was capacity or power to do work. We looked at praying as Christ did. Prayer as a weapon. Benefits of prayer. And then I think we ended because I gave you some power points from chapter 4. And the assignment is for you to read chapter 4. You will have questions from chapter 4. All I did was just gave you some of the overall PowerPoints. But chapter 5 was on my heart last week, so I had to go with chapter 5. We stopped talking about prayer, a trade to be learned. And, you know, Mr. Bounds, you know, he says, prayer is a trade to be learned. It is a life trade. We must be apprentices and, so he says, serve our time. Amen. Painstaking care. I don't agree with that. Painstaking care, much thought, practice, and labor are required to be a skilled tradesman in prayer. And, you know, what we talked about, people need to learn to pray. You know, when we're born again, it was a question on my quiz, online students. You know, you don't automatically know how to pray because you're born again. Amen. We have to learn. Prayer is important, and that's why this class is a part of the curriculum here under our apostle. Amen? Amen. Okay. So let's begin tonight with talking about prayer and holiness. Mr. Bounds says, prayer and a holy life are one. They mutually act and react. In other words, if you pray, you're going to live holy. Amen? Amen? If you live holy, you're going to pray. Neither can survive alone, For the absence of the one is the absence of the other. The hindrances of prayer are the hindrances of a holy life. And the conditions of praying are the same conditions of righteousness, holiness, and salvation. The first and the last stages of holy living. Y'all understand what I mean by holy living? Holiness? Talking about your conduct. You know, if you're going to pray, you're not going to live no any kind of way. Amen? You're not going to do it. But, you know, give you a few days without praying, no, a few weeks without praying, and you might do anything. Amen? You know, and I'm serious. I mean, you know, Apostle challenges us all the time. He said, never turn your back on your flesh. Never. You know, you think you're strong? You're not that strong. You're not that strong. If you're not praying, when temptation comes, and it will come. It will come. You know, I was one of those people who would look at people and say, how could they do that? How could they do that? They know better. You know? I said it one time too many. And it came. And it's like, oh, now I see. Now I see how this happened. Because number one, these are people who not spending time in the word, and they're not praying. So they don't have that, I think I use that word governor. They don't have nothing to just say, oh, no, don't do that. You know, that's not right. And they will reason and they will rationalize everything. Amen? So we must pray. Otherwise, we are a prey for the enemy. And I think our previous author talked about that a little bit more. And we can fall into temptation. You know, prayer helps to keep you from falling into temptation. Amen? Amen. Talking about that holy living. He says that the first and the last stages of holy living are crowned with praying. Mm-hmm. They're crowned with praying. Amen? Amen. Now, I don't know too much about the monks. I know what I've seen on television, and I know what I read just a little bit, but it's not a whole lot. When I read this, I just said some. But then I had to put in parentheses monks because that's what Mr. Bounds said. He says, in general, and I'm pretty sure, and when a person says in general, you always know that there are some exceptions. There are some people who are not like that. He says, in general, they have spoken ill of prayer. And see, I thought they all prayed. I really did. I thought that's what they were doing. But Mr. Bounds says they have substituted superstition for praying. Amen. I mean, I don't know. He says, and hypocritical ceremonies and routines for a holy life. Amen. He says, and so those who have been thought to live holy and pious lives have turned out to be poor examples to the rest of believers. Amen. You know, when you got your eyes on them and not on God and on the word, you think what they're doing is the right thing to do. And this, it doesn't just have to be them. It could be anybody, you know, I can think about as I was growing up, when I was going over this lesson, it's like, you know, there were people that we really, really thought they could pray. Amen. These are good praying people. And, you know, they were saying the same thing every time over and over and over, but they would go loud. You know, effective praying is not in the loudness. You know, you can be effective and be very low. Now, I have a tendency to pray loud. That's just me. But then there are times when I just sense that just it's time to be quiet. You know, you just mellow out just a little bit, and it's just between you and God. And then other times, you know, you just get out there. You just gone, but it's not in the loudness. Amen? Just remember that. It's not in how loud you pray. It's in having contact with God. That's the main thing. There's no substitution for prayer. We are all in danger of substituting, and I think I touched on this, church work and a ceaseless round of showy activities for prayer and holy living. Amen? I put it in my little margin here, too busy working for God to pray. Wow. Isn't that something? That's some people who think that. I'm too busy working for God to pray. You know, these are people, they busy. They cutting the grass. They're helping in the ministry of helps. They're doing this. They're doing all kind of things. But they're not praying. Amen? They're not having that quality time with God. They're not spending time with God. He says, we're all in danger of substituting church work and ceaseless round of showy activities for prayer and holy living. A holy life does not live in the closet, but it cannot live without a prayer closet. You don't live in the closet, but you need a prayer closet. Amen? He says, if by any chance a person should establish a prayer chamber but not have an accompanying holy life, it would be a chamber without the presence of God in it. Amen? A chamber without the presence of God in it. But we're not going to be like that. Amen? No. Glory to God. We're going to have our prayer closet, and we're not going to live in the closet because our work is outside the closet. We go in the closet, we get our ammunition, and we get ready to go out. You understand that? And we will never be too busy. Never be too busy to pray. Never. Amen? Then I have, he talked about what I called apostolic success. He says, the burden of the apostolic effort and the keynote of apostolic success is this: put the saints everywhere to the task of praying. Put the saints everywhere to the task of praying. The gospel moves with slow and timid pace when the saints are not at their prayers early and late and long. Amen? The saints have to pray. Jesus Christ put the saints to task in the days of his personal ministry. You know, Jesus said we have to pray. And then Mr. Bounds gives us Matthew 9:37-38. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Look, he said, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Now, he said laborers, and I have a little note here. He didn't say just the fivefold ministry. You notice that? He said laborers, those who are willing to work. And then over in Luke 18:1, and these are all from Jesus, he says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And you know that, right? You don't pray. We just talked about temptation. You're leaving yourself wide open to faint, to fall short. Amen? Before Pentecost, the apostles could get only glimpses of this great importance of prayer. But when the Spirit came and filled them on Pentecost, prayer was elevated to its vital and commanding position in the gospel of Christ. Let's turn to Acts chapter 2. It says, after Pentecost, just the whole issue of prayer, it took on a new meaning. Now, we know in the Old Testament they prayed. We've read some of those prayers, right? But its importance, the importance of prayer, Mr. Bounds says it was elevated after Pentecost. Acts 2, and we're going to read verses 1 through 4. Let's everybody read. Y'all don't want to just hear me. Ready? Let's read. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. Now, one of the things I see right away is that on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit was there. Amen? Amen. The Spirit was there, and he gave them the utterance. Y'all notice that? They had to speak, but he gave the utterance. So prayer changed. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit was involved in the praying on the day of Pentecost. And this is what Mr. Bounds is telling us. As a result of the Holy Spirit being involved in our prayer life, now prayer has been elevated. Amen? You know, to this vital and all-commanding position in the gospel of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then he goes on and he talks about leadership must teach prayer. Where are, now this is Mr. Bounds. This is not me. I keep telling y'all that. And we did touch on this on last week because I couldn't put it down. But anyway, leadership must teach prayer. He says, where are the Christ-like leaders who can teach the modern saints how to pray? Amen. Well, we know our apostle. Amen. He's teaching us how to pray. LTMA pastors, they're teaching their members how to pray. Amen. Do our leaders know, now he's talking about in general, do our leaders know that we are raising up a prayerless set of saints? Prayerless. Amen. They working hard. A lot of activity, but they're not spending time in prayer. Quality time. Amen. He says, where are the apostolic leaders who can put God's people to praying? He hasn't been to Darrow. Amen. Mr. Bowles didn't come to Darrow, so he didn't know. He didn't know about our apostle. Amen. Okay, he says, let them come to the front and do the work, and it will be the greatest work that can be done. He's talking about putting the saints to prayer. Amen. He says, now, and this is so true, an increase of educational facilities, and I take this as churches, buildings, church buildings, an increase of church buildings and a great increase of financial support will be the most disastrous curse, he says, to religion, and I'm going to say to the church. Amen. If these things are not sanctified by more and better praying than we're doing. Amen. And you know what can happen. You know, God began to bless you. He began to give you more, bigger house, more money. If you're not praying, spending time with God, I mean, you're going to act a plum. I don't want to use that word. Let me see. You're going to start acting like an unbeliever. Yeah, that's a good word. You're going to start acting just like them. You got to pray. You got to spend time with God. You got to get direction. You got to get leadership. You got to acknowledge him, first of all, that he gave it to you, whatever it is. Thank you, Lord. You know, thank you. It's because of you that I have this. And then, you know, talking about, you know, we talk a lot about the lordship of Christ. But is he really your Lord? Is he Lord of your finances? Is he Lord of your family? Is he Lord of the job that you have? You know, we have to acknowledge him, and we have to just always remind ourselves, he is my Lord, and what that means. You know, I grew up knowing him as Savior. I did not want to go to hell. That was it. I just did not. You know, and they used to talk about, I can remember one of the deacons, he would pray, a God to live with, and you dare not die without him. Well, for some reason, we just all caught the dare not die without him. We did not understand that he is Lord and he is interested in my everyday life.
Right.
You know, he wants to have control of it all. All he's doing is just saying, let me do it, and all you have to do is just cooperate with me. Amen? That's the Lordship. Amen. Glory to God. So, you know, we want him to be Lord of our entire life, our whole life. Amen. So we're going to sanctify everything that we do with prayer. You know, I always share with you that what you see here at Word of Life Christian Center, everything that before it came into being, it was saturated with prayer. That's just our apostle. That's just who he is. He's going to pray and pray and pray until the Lord tell him what to do. You know, the planes, you hear him. You can't hear him give the testimony. You know, he sought the Lord. He said, and the Lord said, you know, this is yours. Amen. Everything must be sanctified with prayer, saturated and sanctified with prayer. We greatly need someone who can set the saints to this business of praying. And the one who can set the church to praying will be the greatest reformers and apostles. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Sound like our apostle. Amen? Amen? Nothing but a specific effort from a praying leadership will avail. Now, okay, and none but praying leaders can have praying followers. Now, I'm not talking just about pastors. We have leaders over choirs. We have leaders over praises. We have leaders in ushers. We have leaders in greeters and nursery. If those people are not praying, amen, anybody in a leadership position must be a prayer. Amen, must be. You know, otherwise, again, you're leaving yourself wide open. You know, you're there to deal with people all the time, all the time. You must have the wisdom of God so that you can make the right decisions for the people that's following you. Amen? Amen. He says, praying apostles will beget praying saints. That's true. Amen? Amen. And then a praying pulpit will beget praying pews. You know, a pastor must pray. And his people must know that he's praying. Because if pastor's not praying, you know, it's like the parent. Do as I say, not as I do. You can't do that. You know, because he has to show he has to be the example. That's the word I'm looking for. He has to be the example for the pews, for the congregation. I'm praying, so you need to pray. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Holy men have in the past changed the whole force of affairs. They have revolutionized character and country by prayer. Prayer is simply the expression of faith. Amen? The expression of faith. And then Mr. Bounds referred us back to Hebrews 11, 33 and 34. You know, in Hebrews 11, that's where we got the Hall of Fame of faith. He's talking about all these people did all of these things, you know, by faith. But they were also praying people. Amen? Yes. They were able to accomplish all of that through prayer. And then prayer honors God. Amen? Yes. Prayer honors God. And it dishonors self. Now, our previous second-year students noticed when we talked about this in the other book, he just went on and on and on about, putting yourself second and putting God and the things of God first, amen, and how when we pray, we're honoring God because our whole focus is on God. Amen. It's not on us, amen? Amen? He says, if a man's plea of weakness, ignorance, and need, I'm sorry, it is a man's plea. Like when you pray, it is a man's plea of weakness, I'm weak, Lord. Ignorance, I don't know this, Lord. I don't know what to do. Tell me what to do. And then need, Lord, I need this, you know. So you're humbling yourself before God, and you're exalting him, and then you're taking the low part, amen? Yes. He says, a plea that heaven cannot disregard when we pray. This is how we honor God. God delights to have us pray. Prayer is not the opposite of work. It does not paralyze activity. Rather, prayer itself is the greatest work. It works mightily. It springs activity, stimulates desire and effort. And then, I don't know too much about drugs, but I know a little bit. He said, prayer is not an opiate. Y'all know what opiates are? Pain pills, all that kind of good stuff. Lartab, Dilaudid, what else they take off the street? All that stuff. It's not an opiate. It's not an opiate. He says, it does not lull you to sleep. That's not the purpose of prayer, to lull you to sleep. He says, but it's a tonic. I don't know if y'all heard Mr. Moncure last week, you know, he's talking about tonics. He says, it arouses anew for action. That's what a tonic does. The lazy man, nobody in here, does not and cannot pray. We don't have any lazy people in here, I know. For prayer demands, and remember we're talking about energy, it demands energy. Paul calls it a striving, an agony over in Romans 15:30. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Jacob calls it a wrestling. And that Syrophoenician woman that we looked at over in Mark 7, it was a struggle that called into play all the higher qualities of her soul and that demanded a great force to meet it. Amen? The prayer closet is not an asylum for the indolent, indolent and worthless Christian. You don't hide there. Amen? It is not a nursery where none but babies belong. He says it's a battlefield of the church. Now, y'all know when Mr. Bounds say battlefield, you know immediately what comes to our mind. Amen. You got to go to the courts of heaven first. Don't go to the battlefield without going to the courts of heaven first, you know. And I told you, you know, this is going to happen, you know, because Mr. Bounds is not here with us. And every time this comes up, I am going to remind you of what our apostle is teaching us. Amen. Amen. So, I mean, I can accept the battlefield, but only after you've been to the courts of heaven. Amen. He says it's a battlefield of the church, a citadel, the scene of heroic and unearthly conflicts. The closet is the base of the supplies, where you go to get your supplies for the Christian and the church. Cut off from it, talking about prayer, there is nothing left but retreat and disaster. Isn't that something? The energy for work, the mastery over self, the deliverance from fear, and all spiritual results and graces are much advanced by prayer. Then I wrote the contrast. The difference in the strength, experience, and holiness of one Christian compared with another are found in the contrast in their praying. Amen. Put two side by side, one praying and one not praying. There's going to be a difference. Amen. Going to be a difference in their living, their believing. Amen. Their entire life. A man whose prayers are few, short, and feeble is surely a man of low spiritual condition. Wow. Whereas the eminent Christian is the, he says man, I'm going to put one, is the one who has an eminent prayer life. Amen? So then in summary, in chapter 5, great things for God are done by great prayers. He who prays much, studies much, loves much, and works much, does much for God and humanity. Amen. The execution of the gospel, the vigor of faith, the maturity and excellence of spiritual graces wait on prayer. You see why it's so important? Amen. You see why this class is so important? Amen. Therefore, we ought to pray often with both energy and perseverance. Amen. 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 What I want us to do, we're going to pray tonight, and we're going to be specific. We have a target. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Always find a place. Always remember, find a place where it's written. Sometime the Holy Spirit will give it to you. Absolutely. You know, it may not even look like it got nothing to do with what you're asking for, believing for, but just go with the Holy Spirit. He knows. Amen? He knows. What we're going to do tonight, one of our targets is to pray for the nations. And we are praying for Christians in the nations. Amen? And that Christians know what to do. And not only do, and we're praying for yourself when you say that, not only do we know what to do, but we do it. Amen? See, because you can know what to do and not do it. Like, you know, that's what we've been studying about prayer. People know that prayer is important, but they don't pray. Amen? Amen. That's not going to be us, though. Over in 2 Chronicles, and y'all very, very familiar passage of Scripture, we're gonna pray 2 Chronicles 7:14. I think I referred to it on last week. And just remember, we're praying for Christians everywhere, that we all know what to do, and we do it. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Y'all got Second Chronicles? Pull your phones out. Pull your Bibles out. You know, I discovered something about the difference between my phone or computer and the Bible. You know? I mean, I like technology. I'm learning technology. It's good in its place. It's got more hang-ups, though, than my Bible got. I'll tell you that. You know, towers go down. I don't get no service and just all kind of stuff. But anyway, when you're using a Bible, every now and then, on your way to a scripture, the law will show you something else. You can't do that on your phone or your computer. Because when you put in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that's what's only thing that's going to come up. Amen? But when you flip it, and I mean it's like, oh, man, that is so good. But that's not where you were going, you know? But he can do that when you use a Bible. Amen. All right, 2 Chronicles 7:14, let's all read it. I mean, I'm sorry. Oh, wait. 7:14. Ready? Let's read. Which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. Let's pray. Come on. Y'all stand up. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, just lifting up, Lord God, Christians everywhere, Father, thanking you for them, Lord God. Praying, Father, that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Christians everywhere, Lord God, we know what to do, Lord. Glory to God, we're humbling ourselves. We're praying, Lord God, we're seeking your face, and we're turning from our wicked ways. We give you praise for it and honor for it. Now, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, online students, you are included in this. We want you to pray. Holy Spirit, we ask you to help us. Help us to pray for Christians everywhere. Shalala mahiore me sandara bakaha. Mama mama manda debe de yo hoya. Alala malala kindara mahaya ye here, Lord God. Alala malala hindane me here debe sandara bakaya. Lord, we're your people. Alala malala haya. Ashon dara bakaya. Alala malala kindara bakaha. Mama mama manda debe de yo. Alala malala kandara maya sindara bakaha. Alala manda debe de de. Alala manda debe de de. Alala manda debe go shokon dara bakaya. Alala la malala kinga da makaya. Ama mama manda de bede. Alala la malala kinga da mahaya. You're here, Lord God. Christians everywhere, Lord God. We're humbling ourselves, Father. Alala la bahi, alala hi, alala haya. Yes, Lord. Under your mighty hand, Lord. Glory to God. We humble ourselves. Alala la malala kanda da mahaha. Alala la malala kanda da maya da mohu sanda da makaya. You're here, Lord God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Shalala la malala here. Alala la malala kanda da maya sinda da bakaha. Mama and Debede, Mama and Debede, Mama and Debede. Glory to God. Christians everywhere, Lord God. Hallelujah. They're praying, Lord. Oh, Rabasataya. Oh, Lola Mohoshata. Yeah, the band of Okoshahaya. Alala la malala kinda namahaya. You hear, Lord. We lift them up. Glory to God. We lift them up, Lord God. Oh, Ramasaha. Oh, la mohosaya. Isha la la hiele le hiya. Momo monde rebe gende. Ala la la malala kanda rama yara mohosanda rama kaha. Mama monde rebe de. Christians everywhere, Lord God. Glory to God. We're seeking your face, Lord. Oh, rama si hiya. Oh, la 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 mohoshata ha ha. Oh, la 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 mande rebe de de. Oh, la 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 mohoshaka ha. Yeah, de bande rebe hiya, Lord. Momo monde rebe de de de. Oh, la 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 wakoshakanda de beki here. Ala la la malala kanda na maya sala la kinda na mahaya. Ala la la malala kanda na maya ra mohosanda la bakaha. Yere de de loga. Ala la la malala kanda na maya sala la kinda la bakaha. Mama baba bande de bede. Ala la la malala kanda na maya ra mohosanda la bakaya ye here. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Ala la la malala kinda la bakaha. Mashanda la bakaha. Ala la la manda de bede. Ala la la malala kanda na mahira mohosanda la bakaha. Mama and the bede. Ala la la malala kanda na mahira mohosanda la bakaya ye here. We're so thankful, Lord. Glory to God that you do hear us, Lord. Oh, Ramasaha. Oh, la 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 mohoshatahaya. Ye le 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 mahanda de bede de bokota la makaha. Ama manda de bede. Ama manda de bede. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Christians everywhere. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, yeah, we're turning from our wicked ways, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're walking in love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, holy, 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 holy men and women, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Living our lives to your honor and to your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Rapasataya. Oh, Lolo Mohoshataha. Yeah, Bokoni. Oh, Lord God. Oh, my. Not only are you hearing us, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, but you're forgiving us, Lord. Hallelujah. You're healing our lands, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lamasataha. Yeah, Leleboho. Oh, Ramamamamahashatanarabakaha. Ah, la 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 mohoya. Oh, Ramamamakoshakanarabakaha. Oh, Lolomokoshanarabakaha. Alalandarabedea. Lolomola la kindaramahaya. You're here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hololo moho shanya de bedeya. Ala la la mala la kana na maya saya. Ala la la mala la kana na maya sala la kinda na mahaha. Ele le le moro lo kona na maya sala la kinda na mahaya. Ere de de de. Ala la la mahaya ye here. Ala la la mala la kana na maya saya ye here. Amma mama maka shikin. Ala la 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 kinda na mahaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name. Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Always remember, start with a scripture. Amen. As you're praying, the Holy Spirit may give you other scriptures. Turn to those scriptures. Read those scriptures also. And continue in your prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Y'all be blessed. Thank you.